Divine Office. Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command, and all the stars obey.
I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with food. He formed the creatures with his word, and then pronounced them good. Lord, how your wonders are displayed where'er I turn my eye. If I survey the ground I tread, or gaze upon the sky, there's not a plant or flower below but makes your glories known. And clouds arise and tempests blow by order from your throne. While all that borrows life from you is ever in your care, and everywhere that man can be, you, God, are present there.
From the earth you formed me, with flesh you clothed me. Lord, my Redeemer, raise me up again at the last day.
From the earth you formed me, with flesh you clothed me. Lord, my Redeemer, raise me up again at the last day.
I waited for the Lord, and he stooped down to me. He heard my cry.
From the earth you formed me, with flesh you clothed me. Lord, my Redeemer, raise me up again at the last day.
He drew me from the deadly pit, from the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock and made my footsteps firm.
From the earth you formed me, with flesh you clothed me. Lord, my Redeemer, raise me up again at the last day.
He put a new song into my mouth, praise of our God. Many shall see and fear, and shall trust in the Lord.
From the earth you formed me, with flesh you clothed me. Lord, my Redeemer, raise me up again at the last day.
Happy is the man who has placed his trust in the Lord and has not gone over to the rebels who follow false gods.
From the earth you formed me, with flesh you clothed me. Lord, my Redeemer, raise me up again at the last day.
How many, O Lord my God, are the wonders and designs that you have worked for us? You have no equal. Should I proclaim and speak of them? They are more than I can tell.
From the earth you formed me, with flesh you clothed me. Lord, my Redeemer, raise me up again at the last day.
You do not ask for sacrifice and offerings, but an open ear. You do not ask for holocaust and victim. Instead, here am I.
From the earth you formed me, with flesh you clothed me. Lord, my Redeemer, raise me up again at the last day.
In the scroll of the book it stands written that I should do your will. My God, I delight in your law in the depth of my heart.
From the earth you formed me, with flesh you clothed me. Lord, my Redeemer, raise me up again at the last day.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. From the earth you formed me, with flesh you clothed me. Lord, my Redeemer, raise me up again at the last day.
Lord, may it please you to rescue me. Look upon me and help me.
Lord, may it please you to rescue me. Look upon me and help me.
Your justice I have proclaimed in the great assembly. My lips I have not sealed. You know it, O Lord.
Lord, may it please you to rescue me. Look upon me and help me.
I have not hidden your justice in my heart, but declared your faithful help. I have not hidden your love and your truth from the great assembly.
Lord, may it please you to rescue me. Look upon me and help me.
O Lord, you will not withhold your compassion from me. Your merciful love and your truth will always guard me.
Lord, may it please you to rescue me. Look upon me and help me.
For I am beset with evils, too many to be counted. My sins have fallen upon me, and my sight fails me. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart sinks.
Lord, may it please you to rescue me. Look upon me and help me.
O Lord, come to my rescue. Lord, come to my aid.
Lord, may it please you to rescue me. Look upon me and help me.
Oh, let there be rejoicing and gladness for all who seek you. Let them ever say, the Lord is great, who love your saving help.
Lord, may it please you to rescue me. Look upon me and help me.
As for me, wretched and poor, the Lord thinks of me. You are my rescuer, my help. O God, do not delay.
Lord, may it please you to rescue me. Look upon me and help me.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, may it please you to rescue me. Look upon me and help me.
My soul is thirsting for the living God. When shall I see him face to face?
My soul is thirsting for the living God.
When shall I see him face to face? Like the deer that yearns for running streams, so my soul is yearning for you, my God.
My soul is thirsting for the living God. When shall I see him face to face?
My soul is thirsting for God, the God of my life. When can I enter and see the face of God?
My soul is thirsting for the living God. When shall I see him face to face?
My tears have become my bread by night, by day, as I hear it said all the day long, where is your God?
My soul is thirsting for the living God. When shall I see him face to face?
These things I will remember as I pour out my soul. How would I lead the rejoicing crowd into the house of God? Amid cries of gladness and thanksgiving, the throng wild with joy.
My soul is thirsting for the living God. When shall I see him face to face?
Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God, I will praise him still, my Savior and my God.
My soul is thirsting for the living God. When shall I see him face to face?
My soul is cast down within me as I think of you. From the country of Jordan and Mount Hermon, from the hill of Mizar.
My soul is thirsting for the living God. When shall I see him face to face?
Deep is calling on deep in the roar of waters. Your torrents and all your waves swept over me.
My soul is thirsting for the living God. When shall I see him face to face?
By day the Lord will send his loving kindness. By night I will sing to him, praise the God of my life.
My soul is thirsting for the living God. When shall I see him face to face?
I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning, oppressed by the foe?
My soul is thirsting for the living God. When shall I see him face to face?
With cries that pierce me to the heart, my enemies revile me, saying to me all the day long, where is your God?
My soul is thirsting for the living God. When shall I see him face to face?
Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God, I will praise him still, my Savior and my God.
My soul is thirsting for the living God. When shall I see him face to face?
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
My soul is thirsting for the living God. When shall I see him face to face?
Lord, countless are your mercies.
Give me life according to your word.
From the second letter of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians. We do not lose heart, because our inner being is being renewed each day, even though our body is being destroyed at the same time. The present burden of our trial is light, light enough, and earns for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. We do not fix our gaze on what is seen, but on what is unseen. What is seen is transitory. What is unseen lasts forever. Indeed, we know that when the earthly tent in which we dwell is destroyed, we have a dwelling provided for us by God, a dwelling in the heavens, not made by hands, but to last forever. We groan while we are here, even as we yearn to have our heavenly habitation envelop us. This it will, provided we are found clothed and not naked. While we live in our present tent, we groan. We are weighed down because we do not wish to be stripped naked, but rather to have the heavenly dwelling envelop us, so that what is mortal may be absorbed by life. God has fashioned us for this very thing and has given us the Spirit as a pledge of it. Therefore, we continue to be confident. We know that while we dwell in the body, we are away from the Lord. We walk by faith, not by sight. I repeat, we are full of confidence and would much rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. This being so, we make it our aim to please Him whether we are with Him or away from Him. The lives of all of us are to be revealed before the tribunal of Christ, so that each one may receive his recompense, good or bad, according to his life in the body. The Word of the Lord. Lord, do not judge me according to my deeds. I have done nothing worthy in your sight. Therefore I implore you, God of majesty,
blot out all my guilt.
Lord, wash away my iniquities and cleanse me from my sins.
Blot out all my guilt.
From a book on the death of his brother Satyrus by St. Ambrose, Bishop. We see that death is gain. Life is loss. Paul says, "For me, life is Christ and death a gain." What does Christ mean but to die in the body and receive the breath of life? Let us then die with Christ, to live with Christ. We should have a daily familiarity with death, a daily desire for death. By this kind of detachment, our soul must learn to free itself from the desires of the body. It must soar above earthly lusts to a place where they cannot come near to hold it fast. It must take on the likeness of death to avoid the punishment of death. The law of our fallen nature is at war with the law of our reason and subjects the law of reason to the law of error. What is the remedy? Who will set me free from this dead body? The grace of God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We have a doctor to heal us. Let us use the remedy he prescribes. The remedy is the grace of Christ, the dead body, our own. Let us then be exiles from our body so as not to be exiles from Christ. Though we are still in the body, let us not give ourselves to the things of the body. We must not reject the natural rights of the body, but we must desire before all else the gifts of grace. What more need be said? It was by the death of one man that the world was redeemed. Christ did not need to die if he did not want to,
But he did not look on death as something to be despised, something to be avoided. And he could have found no better means to save us than by dying. Thus, his death is life for all. We are sealed with the sign of his death. When we pray, we preach his death. When we offer sacrifice, we proclaim his death. His death is victory. His death is a sacred sign. Each year, his death is celebrated with solemnity by the whole world. What more should we say about his death, since we use this divine example to prove that it was death alone that won freedom from death, and death itself was its own redeemer? Death is, then, no cause for mourning, for it is the cause of mankind's salvation. Death is not something to be avoided, for the Son of God did not think it beneath his dignity, nor did he seek to escape it. Death was not part of nature, it became part of nature. God did not decree death from the beginning. He prescribed it as a remedy. Human life was condemned because of sin to unremitting labor, an unbearable sorrow, and so began to experience the burden of wretchedness. There had to be a limit to its evils. Death had to restore what life had forfeited. Without the assistance of grace, immortality is more of a burden than a blessing. The soul has to turn away from the aimless paths of this life, from the defilement of an earthly body. It must reach out to those assemblies in heaven, though it is given only to the saints to be admitted to them, to sing the praises of God. We learn from Scripture how God's praise is sung to the music of the harp. Great and wonderful are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of the nations. Who will not revere and glorify your nature? You alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you. The soul must also to desire to witness your nuptials, Jesus, and to see your bride escorted from earthly to heavenly realities. As all rejoice and sing, all flesh will come before you. No longer will the bride be held in subjection to this passing world, but will be made one with the Spirit. Above all else, Holy David prayed that he might see and gaze on this. One thing I have asked of the Lord, this I pray for, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to see how gracious is the Lord. There are some who have died a godly death.
They shall receive the splendid reward which awaits them.
Then the just will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father.
They shall receive the splendid reward which awaits them.
Let us pray. Listen kindly to our prayers, O Lord, and as our faith in your Son, raised from the dead, is deepened, so may our hope of resurrection for your departed servants also find new strength. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.